Harry was rather quiet as he ate the ice cream Hagrid had brought him, chocolate and raspberry with chopped nuts.
"What's up?"
said Hagrid. "Nothing," Harry lied. They stopped to buy parchment and quills. Harry cheered up a bit when he found a bottle of ink that changed colour as you wrote. When they had left the shop, he said, "Hagrid, what's Quidditch?"
"Blimey, Harry, I keep forgetting how little you know. Not knowing about Quidditch?"
"Don't make me feel worse," said Harry. He told Hagrid about the pale boy in Madame Malkin's. And he said people from Muggle families shouldn't even be allowed in.
"You're not from a Muggle family. If he'd known who you were. He's grown up knowing your name if his parents are wizarding folk. You saw what everybody in the Leaky Cauldron was like when they saw you. Anyway, what does he know about it? Some of the best I ever saw were the only ones with magic in them in a long line of Muggles. Look at your mum. Look what she had for a sister."
"So what is Quidditch?"
"It's our sport. Wizard sport. It's like soccer in the Muggle world. Everyone follows Quidditch. Played up in the air on broomsticks. And there's four balls. Sort of hard to explain the rules."
And what are Slytherin and Hufflepuff?"
"Schoolhouses. There's four. Everyone says Hufflepuff are a lot of duffers. But
I bet I'm in Hufflepuff," said Harry gloomily.
"Better Hufflepuff than Slytherin," said Hagrid darkly. "There's not a single witch or wizard who went bad who wasn't in Slytherin. You know who was one."
You know who was at Hogwarts?"
"Years and years ago," said Hagrid.